I'm Roman White, WRPR News. In 1963, a plainclothes police detective noticed two men walk past the same store in Cleveland, Ohio several times. The detective used his many years of experience to determine that the pair was casing the store in an attempt to commit a robbery. He then caught the now three men in an alley near the store and performed a stop and frisk. The detective found a gun in possession of James W. Terry, and they were arrested and sentenced to 3 years in jail. In 1967, Terry petitioned that his case be seen by the Supreme Court in belief that the stop and frisk was a violation of his privacy rights.
The Terry v. Ohio is a stop and frisk case, essentially giving the officers the right to frisk somebody or give them a pat down for their own safety in an attempt to determine if they have weapons.
An hour from Newark, New Jersey is Mahwah, where 11-year police chief James Battelli serves his duty to the residents of Bergen County. Chief Battelli, along with his officers, is required to read and understand the search and seizure laws that are detailed in three books, easily surmounting 1,000 pages.
There are a number of criteria that officers take into consideration before they do a stop and frisk. Those are always subject to interpretation by the courts.
What would be like a situation in which you would have to do one?
The subject's comments, his demeanor, clothing, time and date, circumstances, why the officer is interacting with the individual, and you're asking them questions which are allowed to ask during a motor vehicle stop. Where are they coming from? Where are they going? They're evasive in the answers. He may stop and encounter that individual, ask him a few questions, be comfortable with those answers, and let the person continue on his way. He may ask him for identification. He may see if there's any wants or warrants on him. He may, based upon the officer, the individual's actions, ask him, you know, that he's going, or tell him he's going to conduct a stop and frisk.
In that situation, you know, they could have just be a, you know, regular Joe walking by, and they can still kind of profile them and get their ID and everything like that.
But we don't profile people. It doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. What matters is the time, the date, the location, your actions that would lead a reasonably prudent person to believe that you may be concealing a weapon.
Officers are not supposed to profile suspects, but in August of 2013, a federal judge found that the NYPD's stop and frisk policy violated the constitutional rights of minorities through indirect racial profiling. 85% of all New Yorkers stopped were either black or Hispanic. Here in New Jersey, specifically Newark, 75% of residents stopped are black, despite that blacks make up only 52% of the population. Stop and frisk in New York City have dropped 91% since 2013. Right now, Newark has a similar stop and frisk dilemma, so don't be surprised to see changes in the near future.
The sole purpose for Terry stop and frisk is for the officer's safety and the safety of the individual he's talking to. Search and seizure laws continually evolve, and I would venture to say every day across this country, there are cases going above higher level courts that are changing what officers can and can't do.
I'm Roman White, WRPR News. Tell me what you wanna do, what you gonna do.